Okay.
Jetzt gerade wir mal. Yeah, so tomorrow, Omer Shabbat Rabba, Omer Vidi Baravi Bageshim, Omer Blavi Bar Parto, Omer Vidnachim, Omer Abnachim, Omer Abirayim, Mishum Zochim Echo, Bevyaku Shmei, the Bey Messiah Omu. It's a very easy city here for just names. Mishum Zochim, the Bey Messiah Omu. Beis of Bishishim Asura, Bishishim Achas Muteres. That a Beis of Bishishim is also, and Bishishim Achas Muteres. Omer Abzeir of Sham Barabba, Reisha tomato bo gvul hete. So he said, I'm not sure how to translate this literally, but he said that you're being ambiguous, you're being too ambiguous, because you're not making it clear. Do you mean that shishim? When you say that shishim achas is muteris, do you mean 61 eggs, including the egg that's also? So it's really, so 61 including the egg that's also. That's regular bittul b'shishim. So what is a regular bitul b'shishim? Like git b'shishim, and the git is not mina minyan. So that means you need one iser, 1 to 60. So when you say shishim achas muteres, do you mean 1 to 60, or do you mean 1 to 61? So you're not being very clear. People are going to hear you. They're going to think that you mean 1 to 60. Maybe you mean 1 to 61. Sharei shnei gdeli ador lepishas ador v'yakov v'yidi v'rabshul v'nachmeni tshuvayim shmei v'rabshul alei v'yami beitze b'shishim asur b'shishim achas muteres. They said the same thing as you. The boilu, and then they themselves had a bayo. Does that mean shishim achas b'hadi today? And they couldn't decide if it's 1 to 60 or 1 to 60. If beis of b'shishim machalach muteres means 1 to 60, or does it mean 1 to 61? Umar poshut lemishut, and you're just saying it like a double poshut. You're not saying that it's a suffix what you mean. So you're saying that you're saying it definitively, and you're not making clear which way you mean. So you have to make it clear, because they weren't sure. Some you have to be machmir, and people are going to be the way you're saying it. People are going to be makel. Itmar amar b'chel boy amar. Avuna beitzu b'shishim v'yasur b'shishim achas v'hi muteres. So Avuna said b'feirish that the shear is 1 to 61. By a beitzu, the shear is 1 to 61. That's the halacha that the beitzu needs. The beitzu is a feirich. Don't mean a beitzu is a feirich. A regular hard boiled egg is not nice in time at all. But the Beitzah Sefayach, the Shira is 1 to 61. Rav Shammah Rabba wasn't Mepharish. Rav Zeir had Tainus on him. Why weren't you Mepharish? Rav Shulman Levi said the same thing as Rav Shammah Rabba, but the Shnei Gdeli Ador, when they quoted over, they said as a Baya. They're not sure what it means. And they're not sure what it means. And the Halacha, the Gemara says, Rav Huna says, that the Shira is talking 1 to 61. So first of all, there's a Shaila here. Why is the Shira Taka 1 to 61? Before we said in the Gemara, the Gid V'shishim, very, very big, and the Gid is not Minam Minyan. So you have Bittul V'shishim, you don't need 61. And even by Beitza, we had a Gemara before that Rav Nachman said also Beitza V'shishim, very Beitza Minam Minyan. Rav Nachman said that a Beitza is also 1 to, we had the Gemara before there, Rav Nachman said that Beitza is V'shishim, 1 to 60. So how come over here we have a Gemara by Beitza we say that it's 1 to 61? So this is Machalikas V'shishim. Shita Sarama, I mentioned yesterday. Shita Sarama, oh, we mentioned the other day when we were learning the sugya of Beitz of Shisha. So, Shita Sarama is that really Bittul Baroiv is always 1 to 60. But by a Beitzah, they were more machmir, and they required 1 to 61, because since the Beitz is a beria, Shalom Paiskin, does that mean every Beitz has a din of a beria, or maybe only a Beitz of Sefreyach has a din of a beria? Maybe it's a separate topic. But on Kaponim, a Beitz is a beria, and so even though we're not really talking about the bittul of the Beitz itself we're going to take out. We're talking about the Beitz itself, and if a Beitz is a barrier, then it will be not bottle afilu be'elef. But we're talking about the plate of the barrier. But still, since a barrier is a dover chashuv, so Chazal made a heker, and they said it's not enough to have 1 to 60, you have to have 1 to 61. Yes, and the chor is not like the Gemara before. The Gemara before is the Beitz of Ishisha. And it's talking about the Beitz of Freyach. So you have to say that's a machlekes in the Chanami. Rav Nachman said before the Beitz of Ishishim, but Rav Huna over here came down. The Shnei Gdeli Ador were Mesutik, and Rav Huna came down that it's Bishishim Echad. There were more machmir by a Beitz because it's a barrier. That's the Rav Mashita. The Rabban has a few machim. the Ramban, the last Malach in the Ramban, that the other Rishonim quote the Shem the Ramban, is that a Beitzah needs more than other things because Beitzah come in different sizes. And therefore, we're talking about a Beitzah that was mixed up with 60 other eggs. And even though it looks like Bittul B'Shishim, but you don't know for sure that it's Mamish Bittul B'Shishim because maybe some of the eggs, maybe the Beitzah happens to be a larger egg, and maybe the other Beitzah on the average are a little bit smaller, and then maybe it's a little bit less than 1 to 60. So therefore they went Machmir, they rounded it up, say you need to have 1 to 61 in order to make sure that you really have Bittul B'Shishim. That's the last teretz in the Ramban. So a few things. So first of all, then I think this, I said the other day, then there's no reason to say that it's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. We could say it's talking about two different cases. The Gemara before that says Beitzah B'Shishim, Ve'en Beitzah Min Aminyan, that all you need is 1 to 60. Maybe that's talking about a Beitzah that was mixed up with mashed potatoes. So then you don't have this issue of different size eggs. So then the Shir Shishim, like all other Yisurim Shabbatayr. Here we're talking about a Beitzah that was on the Zahar with other Beitzim. So there's an issue that they have different sizes. And so therefore here he said, here is a different rule that it's 1 to 61 in order to get an effect 1 to 60. Rabban has another mahalach. Rabban says that maybe la'olam there's no difference between a beitz and other isurim. And in the chenami, the shnei gedolim of the Rambam had a suffix that maybe shisha means 1 to. Maybe you need to have 1 to 61. Maybe that suffix is not only by beitz, and maybe the suffix is in kol isurim. The gemara before that says kol isurim shivatara, or the gemara later on that says shnei kol isurim shivatara b'shishim. Right, later on we have a gemara. Kolis Rav Shub and Levi, Kolis Rav Shabbatar is B'Shishim. Yeah, that Gemara holds that all you need is Shishim, 1 to 60. The Gemara before, Rav Nachman said 1 to 60. And Rav Huna says you need 1 to 61. In other words, he happens to be talking about a Beitzah, and the Gemara before is talking about a Gid and a Beitzah. It's really a Machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Do you need 1 to 60 or 1 to 61? That's another Mahalach in the Ramban. Ador. The Gemara before at the top of the Omad had a Braiso that Beitzim Shesholkon and Beitzim Tmeyos, Beitzim Toyos, Shesholkon and Beitzim Tmeyos, and the Gemara says it means a Beitzim Sifrayach, engagement with Nais and Tam Kulun Asuris. So the Braiso says the shear of Beitzo Sifrayach that's inside with other Beitzim, the shear is with Nais and Tam. In this Gemara it says the shear is 1 to 61. Here's my question. Bishmul feed the Ramban. There's no problem. The shear of 1 to 61 is really just a way to round up from 1 to 60 because the basin are different sizes. So it's basically a shear of 1 to 60. So then there's no steer that. The price is B'nois and Tam, and here it says it's B'shishim. In effect, B'shishim. 1 to 61 is really B'shishim. So is that a steer? Is that a steer per se that the price is B'nois and Tam, and here it says that it's B'shishim? Is that a steer? Rava said before, Ami Rabbanon B'taimon. If there's a kvela around, so you give it to a kvela. If no kvela around, then you give it to a, then you measure it b'shishim. So, say the Bryce is talking about when you have a kvela. So then it's benois and tam. You give it to a kvela. Ask him, does he taste the afreach? The Bryce over here is talking about when you don't have a kvela. So if you don't have a kvela, the rule is b'shishim. I say, why do you need 61? Yeah, 61 is basically 60, but the eggs come in different sizes, so we measure with 61. So, very good. Shalom Agisol, there's no problem. But the feed the Rambam, that the 61 is a chumrah because it's a beria, really the shear is shishim. So that means, and shishim is a shear of nesinas tam. That's what we measure when we want to know if it's nice and tam. So it comes out that you need to have more than the nice and tam. You need more than just the nice and tam, because 1 in 60 is already not nice and tam. And yet we require a bigger bittul. We require an extra egg on top of it in order to make a heker for the fact that it's a beria. So then how can the price say that it's benois and tam? It's not benois and tam. It's benois and tam. Plus you need an extra egg. Right. I mean, if the Rambam, if the shear of 1 to 61, that's not just a way to round out 1 to 60. It's a new shear. Every other is b'shishim. But here, Chazal said there's an extra chumah because the base is a barrier that you need more than the regular bittul of 1 to 60. You need 1 to 61. So, l'chayr, that means you need more than just that it shouldn't be nice and tam. So even if you have a kvela, why should the shear be nice and tam? L'chayr, you need more than that because you have to make the hekel that it's a barrier. The answer is What? Anybody know? Anybody have an answer? What?
That
60
wire 60.
No, but it's a brisa. Maybe it's even some chaykes, some chaykes, some meruim. But here you have a brisa that says, "But it's nice and tough." The answer is the Rambam l'shitosa, because we saw in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the shear of shishim is not a shear of nesinas tam. The Rambam holds that the shear of the Rambam holds the shear of shishim is the shear of bittul ba'itzim yutay. And the Rambam has this strange shita that when you have a kfeila, you give it to a kfeila, and he tells you it's nice and tam. And if you don't have a kfeila, then it's not that you need 60 then to determine if it's nice and tam. If you don't have a kfeila, then it's called lekel and make a mataima. And yeah, you have a different rule. If you can't determine if it's nice and tam, then you have a different rule, and you determine if it's bottled by it's a miyuta. It's all drabonans, midraisa, it's not kazais, but pechilis path. The Rambam holds that it's not nice and tam, then it's not. The Rambam holds, it's all drabonans, because the Rambam holds tam kikim, midraisa is only if it's kazais, but pechilis path. And mimimimim, midraisa is bottled chad betray. So everything here is on the level of the drabonan. But in the world of the drabonan, what the drabonan said was, it's quite clear in the Rambam, this book. When there's a kfeila, you determine if it's nice and tam. And if there's no kfeila, then you go a different route. And you have to see if it's bottle by itzim yutui. And the Rambam holds that if there's no kfeila, and if it's chuma, you need 100. And if it's klayim or orla, then you need kilay karen, then you need 200. And the chayinim ask, what do you mean? Once you have 1 to 60, you know that it's not nice and tam. It's just as good as a kfeila. If a kfeila tasted it, then he said it didn't taste any chuma, so it would be fine. You wouldn't care 60, 100. The kfeila says it's not nice and tam. And every time you have shishim l'chori, you know that it's not nice and tam. So how can you need 100? So we said that apparently the Rambam Shita is, that's two different things. When you have a kfeila, then it's ikul mekam ataimu, then the bittul is with that it's not nice and tam. And when there's no kfeila, and it's lekul mekam ataimu, then the bittul doesn't go with bittul atam. In fact, we don't even know if it's nice and tam. Maybe it's nice and tam in more than 1 to 60. The Rambam holds bitul b'shishim is not to determine if it's nice and tam. Could be that it's nice and tam. It's a different kind of bitul. It's a bitul of bitul v'oitzim yutul. That Chazal said when it's lekul mekam ataima, there's no kfeila around, and we can't know if it's nice and tam. So Chazal said another din, that it's bitul v'oitzim yutul, and the bitul v'oitzim yutul has different shiurim, b'shishim, b'meya, b'masayim, and for that matter, we could add b'shishim v'echod by a beria. Barry just fits in exactly in the Rambam's scheme of things. Normally, the Oitzim Yutay is Shishim. By Truma, it's 100. By Orlin Kilei Akerim, it's 200. And by a Barry, it's 100. By a Barry, rather, it's 61. So the Rambam is Mamish. The Rambam here is Mamish Lashitasa. Again, I think all the other Rishonim, they can't learn like the Rambam. They can't learn that the Chaim of a Beitz is because it's a Barry. Because they hold the Shir of Shishim just to determine if it's nice and tam. And if it's not nice and tam, who cares if it's a Barry or not? After all, the price is befeirish that a base is a bit that a base has been nice and tough. You want to ask something?
Yeah. So whether a man learns from the words nice and tam that it's noise and mutual.
Why what?
But he learns from noise and tam.
Yeah.
That it's a bit
mutual. No. Noise and tam means when there's a kfeila, it's been nice and tam. What's wrong is when you have a kfeila, it's been nice and tam. The price don't when there's a kfeila. The kfeila is been nice and tam. When there's no kfeila, then we're not looking for tam. We're looking for bitul v'itzim yutay, and bitul v'itzim yutay has different shiurim depending on the chaymer iser. The more chama the iser, the more bitul v'itzim yutay you need. So regular shiurim are b'shishim, a beri is b'shishim v'echad, chum is b'meya, and orlan kilei akerim are b'masai. It's ma'am kabbalik. The ram here is l'shitosa. Okay, let's look at this. A very cryptic tesis over here. Let's try it on the avol. V'yibayil b'shishim v'echad. So tesis starts off. Right, so this is going on the memory of Rishu Malevi. Rishu Malevi said, basically what Rav Shaman said, that Shishim Mubaz Asura, Shishim Be'echad is Muteres. And the Shnei Deilo Yador said that they're not sure if it means 1 to 60, he said Shishim is also Shishim Be'echad is Mutter. And the Shnei Deilo Yador said that it's not clear if that means 1 to 61 is Mutter, or 1 to 60, when he said 61 is Mutter, does that mean 1 to 60 is Mutter, or 1 to 61 is Mutter? Zaptaisis, umidle pirish vehedi bishishim vehi muteres, lekalem mifshit midi, the shemer of Shumalevi asked me how you're masupik. So what Taisis say? So the emesis, in Taisis Harosh, the Lashon is a little bit different. Taisis Harosh, when he asked this cat, when he, the Lashon is, much shorter. He says, "Umi delay pirish lekol emishin midi." From the fact that Rabbi Shulam Levi wasn't mefarish lekol emishin midi, we can't be pashin midi because maybe Rabbi Shulam Levi asked me how you musuk. Taisus and Taisus Rosh are busy with, they're addressing a question. Why can't the Gemara be pashin? Which way Rabbi Shulam, the Shnei Dalei Adar, who weren't sure what Rabbi Shulam Levi meant, why weren't they pashin the sofek from the fact that he wasn't mefarish? So what exactly do they mean? What does the fact that Rabbi Shulam Levi wasn't mefarish indicate? So the Taisus Rosh is very sussum. He just says, "Me delay pirish of Rabbi Shulam Levi," from the fact that he wasn't mefarish, that would seem to indicate something. Maybe we should be patient from that. But he says, no, it's not a right. Maybe Rabbi Shulam Levi wasn't mefarish, not because he was indicating something, but because he didn't know. So he said it in a fuzzy and indeterminate way. So what should it indicate? He doesn't really spell it out. Taisus Rosh doesn't spell out anything. Taisus says something. We'll see in a second. But Taisus Rosh doesn't say anything. So I would have said that from the fact that Taisus Rosh doesn't explain what's the diuk over here that he's making, so I would say he's not making a new diuk. He should have to explain if he's making a new diuk. He's making the diuk that Rav Zeir said to Rav Shaman. What did Rav Zeir say to Rav Shaman? Rav Zeir said to Rav Shaman, you're making a michshul for people. People are going to take you to mean lekula, that one, that when you say that when you say that 1 to 61 is mutter, that, I'm sorry, when you say 61 is mutter, people are going to take you to mean lekula. Then they're going to take it to mean 1 to 60. And if that's not what you mean, you should explain it, because otherwise people are going to act and it's going to be a michshul. That's basically what Obzer said to Rav Shaman. In other words, when you say Shishim Echad is mutter and you're not mefarish, so how are people going to take it? They're going to take it in the kuladik way. They're going to interpret it in the most kuladik way. So you're making a michshul, unless that's what you mean. If that's what you mean, then it's not a michshul. So I would say in the Tosfos Rosh, since he doesn't explain what he wants from Shulam Levi, I would say that's exactly what he wants. The Gemara should have been medayik from Shulam Levi. From Shulam Levi wasn't mefarish. If he wasn't mefarish, how are people going to take it? When he said 61 is mutter, how are people going to take it? Then they take it to mean 1 to 60 is mutter. That must be what he meant. Because if that's not what he meant, then how can he make a michshul? Left to my own devices, I would say if I only had the Tosfos Rosh, I would say that's what the Tosfos Rosh is saying. That's not the lesson of Tosfos. If that's what Tosfos is saying, and I would be maybe say go out on a limb and be maybe Magi in Tosfos, because that's what sounds to me what Tosfos Rosh is saying. If I want the Tosfos to be saying that, then I have to be Magi in Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying, "Midalei pirish behedya v'shishim v'shishim v'achas midalei pirish midalei pirish." I'm sorry, midalei pirish behedya. B'shishim b'samach aluf v'hi muteres lekel emitshit midi. If Taisus means what I want, what I think Taisus Rosh means, then Taisus should say, and maybe that's what it should say. I don't know. Maybe it should say, Rabbi Shulam Levi should have explained. He said 61 is mutter. If he meant it lechumra, he should have said 61 plus 1. Since he didn't say 61 plus 1, must be people aren't going to take it that way. If he doesn't tell them, must be he meant the way people are going to take it lekula. That 60 plus 1 is mutter. 1 to 60 is mutter. So why isn't that a deacon of Shulam Levi? Answers Taisus, Shulam Levi didn't want to say it that way because he didn't know. Shulam Levi himself was Masupik. It wasn't only the snake there who was Masupik. Shulam Levi himself was Masupik. So he said it in an ambivalent way because he didn't want to say definitively one way or the other because he wasn't sure definitively one way or the other. So therefore he said it in this ambiguous way. That's what I would have said. Is Pshat and Taisus Rosh. But that requires being Magi and Taisus, so maybe we don't want to be Magi and Taisus. The way it says in Taisus, Taisus is making an opposite deal. Taisus is saying that we should be able to mean that we should be Medayik and Rishum and Levi, that he means Lechumra. That when he said 61 is Mutter, he meant 1 to 61. Why? Because his Lashon was Shishim V'Achas Muteres. Why didn't he say Shishim V'Hi Muteres? Same number of words. Instead of saying Shishim v'achas muteres, which is not so clear, he should have said Shishim v'hi muteres. That would be very clear. So why didn't he say it? Same number of words. Must be, because that's not true. Shishim v'achas is not muteres. Samach aleph is muteres, because samach aleph means 61 plus e. So it's a deal, place making a deal, that Shuva Levi meant l'chumra. Because if he meant l'kula, he could have been more explicit with the same number of words. So Tais says, no, Rav Shmuel Levi didn't want to be explicit because he wasn't sure, so he didn't want to be explicit. If that's the Pshat and Tosfos, I mean, those are the words of Tosfos. Not the Pshat and Tosfos, those are the words of Tosfos, the way we have them. It's a little bit strange to me, why is this only a Tanya Rav Shmuel Levi, not a Rav Shammah? Tosfos wakes up by Rav Shmuel Levi. Can he make the same deacon of Shammah? Rav Shammah also said Shishim V'achas Muteris. So why didn't Tosfos say immediately, Pirish, Rav Shaman, for the fact that he wasn't Mepharish, obviously Rav Shaman meant it L'chumra. Yeah, maybe the answer is Rav Shaman did mean it L'chumra. But Rav Zera just said to him, you obviously mean it L'chumra, but people aren't going to understand it, they're going to think you mean L'chumra. Maybe Rav Shaman does mean it L'chumra. Taisa's question is, but then why would the snake be held on so picking up Shimon Levi? We can make this deal. So Taisa says, no, the whole deal's not a deal. I mean, the deal's not a deal because if somebody's from Sufik, he doesn't want a snake. Okay, so anyway, that's the bottom line. There's two ways to read the Taisa. You could read the Taisa's commercial of Fanenu, and Taisa's saying, the Gemara should have been Medaik and Shimon Levi must mean it Lechumra, because if he meant Lekula, he could have been more explicit with the same number of words. Really make the same deacon of Shaman, except that in Echarami, maybe Rav Shaman did mean a Lechumra, but Rav Shulman Levi, the Shnei Gdei Legdor, said had a Sofik. Why did they have a Sofik? Rav Shulman Levi actually is pretty clear that he means Lechumra, because if he meant Lekula, he could have been more explicit with the same number of words. And Taisus' answer is, it's not a Raya, because maybe when the Shnei Gdei Legdor was said the Sofik, they meant that that was Rav Shulman, that's what Rav Shulman Levi said. Rav Shulman Levi said the Sofik, not only the Shnei Gdei Legdor said the Sofik, they said the Sofik, the same Rav Shulman Levi. So Rav Shmuel Levi himself was Masupik. So since he was Masupik, he didn't say explicitly. He had a Kabbalah 61 as a Mutter, and he said, but I'm not sure what it means. So he doesn't want to say explicitly what it means because he doesn't know. That's the way Pashut Pshat and Taisus, the way it says. Lanias Daiti in Taisus Zerosh is Mashmah that he's asking the other way around. Because he doesn't explain. Midalei Pirish, what do you mean Midalei Pirish? Explain, this is interesting. Deek Taisus make. It needs to be explicated. This Deek that Taisus is making, for the same number of words, he could have said explicitly Lekullo, he must have meant Lechumra. That should be spoken out. Taisus speaks it out. Taisus Zerosh doesn't speak it out. That's why Levi Omerli that a Taisus Rosh means to say just the opposite, and maybe we could be Magi and Taisus also to match with the Taisus Rosh. The Taisus Rosh means to ask just the opposite, that the Gemara should have that why that we should be Medayik from Rav Shmuel Levi that he must have meant it Lekula, because if he meant it Lechumra, how can he make a Michshul? People are going to understand him Lekula like Rav Zera said to Rav Shammah. So again, Taisus answers Lekula Mishit Midi, because he didn't want to be explicit because he himself had a Sofek and he said that he had a Sofek. Let's see if I can test this. Miu kosher. The lekamen kamer b'shul Levi kol yisum shibatara b'shishim. Mashma b'shishim ul shalhetek umay gid b'shishim ve gid min aminim. B'shul Levi says later on, kol yisum shibatara b'shishim. And there 60 means 1 to 60, not 59 to, not 1 to 59. So what's Taisus asking? Not clear what Taisus is asking. There's two ways to understand Taisus. Could be Taisus asking a question in Tzad L'Shemus. He's asking, how come in Agamara we're not sure whether 61 means 1 to 61 or 1 to 60? And we're not sure if 60 means 1 to 60 or would the 60 mean 1 to 60? We're not sure. When Rav Shmuel Levi said 60 is also 61 is a mutter, we're not sure if it means, well, let's take the mutter part. No, 1 to 61 is mutter. We're not sure if it means 1 to 61 or 1 to 60. We don't know what it means. What do you mean? You see, Shmuel Levi said 60 is mutter, and we know exactly what it means. 60 means 1 to 60, doesn't mean 1 to 59. Except Gemara said before, Beferish, and Gidim and Aminyan. So how come later, Shmuel Levi, he uses a lotion of Shishim, and he takes it for granted that Shisha means 60 plus 1. And over here, we're not sure what these Lashonis mean. If we're sure over there, same way we're sure over there, that 60 means 60 plus 1. So 61 means 61 plus 1. But that can't be Pshat and Taisus, because if that's Pshat and Taisus, then Taisus' answer makes no sense. Because Taisus' answer is, V'yishleimah, d'hosom ishmei d'bakapar kamerhu. Avalachom inikamer v'shishim osu, mashmash shaper d'v'shishim shilhet t'nami osu. Taisus says that over here, there's a special mashmois that 61 means 61 plus 1. So you made things worse. if over here there's only a special mashmois, the 61 meaning 61 plus 1. So Mishum Levi, you don't have that special mashmois, then we should revert to saying that 60 means 59 plus 1. Just compounded the kasha. The kasha was, how come in Rabbi Shimon Levi we take for granted that 60 means lechumra? That's true. When Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Chol Yisrael Mishum Torah is b'shishim, that could mean 59 plus 1, it could mean 60 plus 1. Which one does it mean? For Emes, 60 plus 1. The more chumradic interpretation. So if Tosis's question was, how come in Rabbi Shimon Levi we take for granted the chumradic interpretation, and yet in Bakapura, we take for granted the chumradic interpretation, and here by Rav Shaman and Rav Shulman Levi, by eggs, we're not sure, maybe we should have a kuladik interpretation. So what's his answer? Here there's a special mashmois, there's a chumadik interpretation. So you made things worse. What needs to be explained is why over here does it start to explain it lekula, if later on, by kol yisum shabbatara, we take for granted that it means the chumma. So that can't be the pshat in Tosfos. Maram grapples with this. So the Vice Tais, the Tais is Kasha, that wasn't Tais's Kasha. Tais's Kasha was something else. Tais's Kasha was asking on the halacha itself. Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Kol Yisum Shevetar is B'shishim. Kol Yisum Shevetar includes X. So you see there, Rabbi Shulman Levi, later on, Rabbi Shulman Bakapar said, Kol Yisum Shevetar is B'shishim. Kol Yisum Shevetar includes Beitzes Sefayah. So you see that Beitzes Sefayah is B'shishim. So that itself should tell me that when he said 61 is mutter, he meant 60 plus 1, because that's what he said later on, Mishum Bakapar. Otherwise, it's a steer in the halach. So what's his answer? So his first answer is, first he says, Hosu Mishmei de Bakapar Kama. And there's Mishum in Achrami. That's what Bakapar holds. Bakapar holds Kol Yisum Shevetara B'shishim, and that includes Beitzes Sefayah. But Rabbi Shulman Levi himself doesn't necessarily hold that way. He himself has a suffix that maybe should be 62-1. Okay, so stop there. That's where Tosfos should have stopped. Chosum Mishum Bakapara Kamala. Then Echanami, Bakapara is Kolishim Shadabtara Bashishim, including Beitzes Sefaya. And Rabbi Shulman Levi said in the name of Bakapara, but he himself was not so sure that maybe the Shir Shul Beitzim should be, a Beitzes Sefaya should be not 1-60, but 1-61. Okay, so fine. End of story. What's the rest of Tosfos? There's a special mashmois. What does he want with the special mashmois? What is that? This is what the Maram is grappling with. This is very, very difficult things. But I think the Emes of Pshat is, this Mary actually was my opinion, that the Emes of Pshat is that the Taisa means like this. Avad, you can't ask a steer, because that's Bakapara, that's Rav Shulman Levi, Mishum Bakapara, and here it's Rav Shulman Levi himself. Taisus says, even though that's true, you can't take for granted that Rav Shulman Levi Mishum Bakapara is the same as Rav Shulman Levi. But we're not going to invent a machlekes without a reason. Taisus would invent a machlekes. Rav Shulman Levi's Rebbe said that Kol Yisrael Mishtatara, Rav Shulman Levi is B'shishim. Why does the Gemara have a suffix that maybe Rav Shulman Levi, means something else? We must have a reason to have that suffix. So Tosfos answers, because in the Lashon of Rav Shulman Levi there's an indication that maybe Taka means something else. Maybe here he means to be Machmir more. By basically, maybe here Rav Shulman Levi himself means to be Machmir more than Bakapara. Because had he thought this, had he really meant the same as Bakapara, then he would have said the same Lashon as Bakapara. Bakapara said, Kol Yisrael Mishtatara is B'shishim. If Rav Shulman Levi meant the same thing, then he should have said the same thing, that B'shishim is mutter. Instead he said, B'shishim is also B'shishim Achas is mutter. So that's a deal. Midikom and B'shishim also, Mash Meshapet, the B'shishim shall het the Nami also. Lachi isn't the name of the day having this afterly. But since he used a Lashon that has a Mashmois, that maybe is more, that maybe, he said this a whole extra thing. B'shishim is also B'shishim Achas. Nobody, Bakapara didn't say 59 is also 60 is mutter. He said 60 is mutter. Why did Shmuel Levi add this extra line? 60 is also 61 is mutter. There's a reason to think that he means to say 60, even 60 is also. You need to have 61. There's a diak in the lashon of Shmuel Levi that maybe he means to be more machmir than to require 61 and not merely 60. Maybe he means to be a little bit a little bit more more machmir. But we don't know for sure that it means to be more machmir. Why don't we know for sure that it means to be more machmir? Okay, so you have a diuk. So maybe it's a raya. It means to be more machmir. Why is it?
Yeah. Could have said b'shishim b'hi, because we see in the end, and that's
because he could have said b'shishim b'hi.
That's very clear.
Right. He could have, if he meant to be more machmir, he didn't have to say this nuance. That's what he said at the beginning. He could have said b'feish, b'shishim b'hi, same number of words, and that would have been clear that he's being more machmir. So on the one hand, that's where the Gemara's misapkale is going. That on the one hand, he didn't say the same lashon as bar kafar. He could have said like back if he meant l'kula. 60 is enough. Could have said like back apart. 61 is mutter. Instead, 60 is mutter. Instead, he said a lashon. 60 is also 61 is mutter. There's a mashmois over there that he's saying even 60 is also you need to have 61, not like back apart. On the other hand, like I said at the beginning, if he really wanted to be clear that he's coming to be machmir, he could have spoken out. He could have said shishim v'hi is mutter. He could have said, he could have been more explicit about the Chumrah. Oh, we're going to have to say like I was doing, like Tesir Rosh. He could have said, if he wanted to be clearly Machmir, then he could have spoken at the Chumrah of the Feirish. And he could have said, you need 61 plus 1. The fact that he didn't say 61 plus 1 is an indication that you don't need 61 plus 1. Maybe it's not a riot to what I want to say. If you make it in Taisus, there's a shtim with the Taisarosh. So that's where we're in between. On the one hand, there's a diuk in the lashon of Rav Shmuel Levi that he needs to be more machmir than Bakapar. That's what Taisus here is saying at the end. Bakapar said 60 is mutter. Rav Shmuel Levi said 60 is also 61 is mutter. So mashmois here that he means to be more machmir than Bakapar. He means that you need to have 61 plus 1. Okay, so maybe that's what he holds. So you have a diuk. So finish. You have a diuk. Stop there. Where do you see a suffix? Okay, it's because Taisus explained at the beginning that there's an opposite diuk. Where's there an opposite diuk? So it's right what I said at the beginning that they have to be like Gian Taisus to shtim with the Taisus Arush. The diuk that Taisus made at the beginning was a diuk that Rav Shmuel Levi is coming lekula. That we interpret him lekula. Because if he really meant to be more machmir, then he should have spelled it out b'feir so everybody would understand that he means to be machmir. There shouldn't be a mikshul. So he should have said b'feir is 61 plus 1 is mutter. And the fact he didn't make it explicit that even a child should understand, so it's re'eshat amatul v'gvul heter, like Rav Zera said to Rav Shammah, you're setting people up for a mikshul. If you really mean you need 61, so say that. Shmuel Levi didn't exactly say that. He said 61 is mutter, subject to interpretation. So on the one hand, we have a diuk that he means to be more machmir than bakapara, because he said this lashon, 60 is also 61 is mutter. Sounds like maybe you're coming to say that you need more than 60. On the other hand, if he really meant that for sure, then he should have said you need 61 plus 1. Exactly like Rav Zera said to Rav Shammah. So that's why we say that there's a suffix. Advice that apparently he was, Shmuel Levi was misapkale. Interesting. I think it's Taka Rai that would have to me McGee in the beginning of the Tessus. Yeah.
Sorry. Why does Tosfos running it to Rabbi Meikah God in Tosfos? The Peshishim Behi means six.
Because if you learn like the Tosfos is printed by us, so Tosfos is saying that there's a deek in the language of at the beginning. Tosfos is saying there's a deek in the language of Rabbi Shmuel Levi that he means lechumra. Because if he meant lekuli, he could have said it beferish with the same number of words. When he said 60 is usur. When he said that 60 is usur, why didn't he say 60 vihi is usur? It's a dig that he means lakula. Oops, I'm getting confused. Again, the way the gears that we have in Tosfos is mulei pirish behedya b'shishim vihi muteres. So that's a diuk that shishim vihi is not muteres. Shishim vihi muteres. It's a diuk that you need lechumra. You need to have. There's a diuk in Rav Shmuel Levi that he means lechumra. Right. The way we have to Gershon Tosfos, Tosfos is saying at the beginning that there's a deek in the language of Shmuel Levi that he means lechumra, because if he meant lekula, he should have said 60 plus 1 is mutter. Instead of saying shishim va'achas is mutter, he should have said shishim v'hi is mutter. Same number of words, and it'll be lekula. So it's a deek that he's coming lechumra. That we have to interpret him lechumra. So the way we have the Gershon Tosfos, the beginning of Tosfos saying a diuk that we should interpret him lechumra. Now Tosfos saying at the end that there's a diuk that he's chaylik and bakapara from his lashon. He said shishim. First of all, why does he need to look for another diuk? He already gave me a good diuk. And number two, so now I have two diukim. By the way, now I have two diukim lechumra. So where do you see that he's misapkali? All the diukim are lechumra from the fact that he said shishim buter. From the fact that he said samach aleph is mutter, and he didn't say samach vehi is mutter. That's a deal. He needs 61 plus 1. 61 plus E. That's the beginning of Tosfos. Now he's saying another deal. From the fact that he said 60 is also 61 is mutter, it's a deal that the regular 60 that you have, that Bakapar was talking about, is not enough. You need to have 61. So all the deal come out conducing the chumra. So where do you see yourself? Maybe this is why the Maram grapples so much with the Pshat and Tosfos. He just scrambles up to all Tosfos, that doesn't know what's going on. But if it'll be Magia in the beginning of Tosfos to shtim with what I think is the Pshat and Tosfos Rosh, then it's very good. Then it's very geschmack. The beginning of Tosfos, he's saying that there's a deek in the language of Rav Shmuel Levi Lekula, because, like Rav Shammah, exactly like Rav Zeri said to Rav Shammah, your statement is subject to be interpreting Lekula and Lechumra. The fact that you didn't explain anything and you were so coy about it, people are going to take it Lekula. It's a Rai, you must mean it Lekula. And again, we'll have to be like, Gia Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't even say anything. Midolei Pirush. From the fact that he wasn't more explicit. So how are people going to take it? Lekula. It's a Rai, he must have meant Lekula. Otherwise he's being machshel people. And we'll say the same thing in Tosfos, just have to be Megia one word in Tosfos. That it should say, Midlay Pirish, Behedya Shishim Va'achas Vihim Uteris. Why wasn't he explicit? From the fact that he wasn't explicit. So Re'esh HaTamatel B'Gvul Heter, you're making a michshel. That's an indication that you mean Lekula. But on the other end, Tosfos is at the end, that there's an indication in his language that he's chaylik and bakapar, and he means lechumra, because he had this whole arichlos b'shishim asura b'shishim achas muteris. What's that preface? What's that preface that shishim is also? Bakapar may have never made such a preface. That's arriving to that you're coming to say that which other people think is mutter, I think is also 60 is also. You need to have 61. So this conflicting diyukim. That's exactly the moment to say that. But that Rav Shmuel Levi was misapkali. And maybe there's another rebbech here, which is, if Rav Shmuel Levi was misapkalei, so why didn't he say he's misapkalei? So the Bamashah says that Tosfos means Rav Shmuel Levi really said that he's misapkalei. When the Shnei Gedolei HaGedor were misapkalei, they were quoting Rav Shmuel Levi that he was misapkalei. Ibayilu, even though it's lost fair in the Lashon, then it should have been Ibayilei. But nonetheless, the Mashah says he means Rav Shmuel Levi said that he's misapkalei. Okay, it's fair in the Lashon of the Gemara. It's not Ibayilu, it's Ibayilei. Yeah. Moreover, what's Tosfos grappling with from the bottom? How do we know he's chaylik habakapar? What do you mean? How do we know? He said that he's mesupik. Shmuel Levi told me that he's mesupik. What are you looking for? What are you looking for explanations of how you know he's chaylik habakapar? If he had more mail, would he say no? La'olam, but we don't. Shmuel Levi never said anything. The Shnei Gedolei know where he's bailu. Shmuel Levi said nothing. So if he said nothing, how do you know he was mesupik? Why do you think that he's mesupik? Faket. Is it deep that he meant it lekula? Because he's being machshel people. He must have meant it lekula. Tosfos says if Shmuel Levi himself was Mesupik. But how do you know he was Mesupik? That waits till the end of Tosfos. At the end of Tosfos, we find out how do you know he was Mesupik? Because there's diyukim, there are conflicting diyukim in the language of Shmuel Levi. On the one hand, immediately pirish, like the Tosfos Rosh says, and the fact that he wasn't a farish, that's right, that he meant the lekula, like Rav Shaman, like Rav Zera said to Rav Shaman. If you're not explicit, then people take you lekula. So he must have meant the lekula. That's the beginning. But on the other hand, the preface of Shishim also, Shishim Achas Muteres, Smashman is coming to be Chaylik and Bakapar. He's coming to say he's more Machman than Bakapar. So there you see that there's a mocker in the language of Shmuel Levi to say that he was Mesupik, and that's why the Shnei Gedolei HaDor were Mesupik. That's why the Shnei Gedolei HaDor said Beferish that it's a Sof. But they weren't coming out of nowhere. They were coming from the conflicting Diyuk in the language of Shmuel Levi himself. Okay, so all new Tosfos. Because we have the Tosfos Rosh. That Tosfos Rosh, it would be hard to make the Sago. But if we have the Tosfos Rosh, so maybe the whole Tosfos has a whole different, a whole new pshat. Yeah, it's not a point on the out. Yeah, we have 10 minutes. So, Akapanim, it says in Tosfos that the Tosfos had a leaving all the Hashbonis and Tosfos aside. But bottom line is, it says in Tosfos that Rabbi Shulam Levi is Cholek on Bar Kappara. Because Bar Kappara is the Kol Yisroel Shebetar Rabbi Shishim, which means 60 to 1. And Rabbi Shulam Levi has at least a suffix that maybe Beitza needs to have 61 plus 1. So Tosfos Nechram, Rabbi Shulam Levi is not like Bar Kappara. Now, I said before that there's a Shailon Nishonim. Why are eggs any? Why should eggs have this extra shear of 61? What's wrong with the regular shear of 60? So I said the Ramban says because eggs come in different sizes. I don't think Tosfos could hold that way. Because if that's the pshat that you need 61 because eggs come in different sizes, then there's not really so much reason to think that Shulam Levi is chaylik a Bar Kappara. When Bar Kappara said kol yisum shibatara b'shishim. So that's true. Kol yisum shibatara b'shishim. Eggs are also b'shishim. If you mix eggs with the potatoes, it's b'shishim. Eggs with carrots is b'shishim. Yeah, it's true. If you mix eggs with eggs, so then we're not sure how to, the 60 is a little bit fuzzy, so you need to have 61. Who says he was talking about eggs with eggs? He said, kol yisum shibatara, normal case. Kol yisum shibatara, you mixed chazda with beef, and you mixed, you mixed chaylev with shuman that's mutter, and or with other macholim, and you mixed eggs also with other things. So it's all b'shishim. Yeah, there's a special din, eggs with eggs, so it's hard to measure, so you round it up to 61. And even that is really shishim. It's not like it's not really shishim. So to say it's machlekes of Shulam Levi and Bar Kappara, Shulam Levi is talking about specifically eggs with eggs. So he says you need to have 61. Bar Kappara is talking about the general rule. The general rule is 60, and it's true about eggs too. Except in the special case of eggs with eggs, it's hard to measure, so you have to have 61. So l'chayra, for the fact that Tosfos is reading here a machlekes between Bar Kappara and Shulam Levi, his master is not learning like the Rambam. Okay, so why else might you need 61? So we have the Rambam. Maybe you have to have 61 because it's a beria. Maybe eggs because it's a beria. And then it's even eggs with potatoes. Eggs need to have 61 because they're a beria. Yeah, so then it's a that's the Gemara's cut. So that's the steer to Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara said everything's be 60, everything's be shishim. Shulam Levi said no, not everything. A beria needs to have more. So that's where Tosfos saw that it's a machlokes. Then there's a problem because we had a Tosfos before. Remember Tosfos before when Rav Nachman said that it beitzes b'shishim, v'ein beitzim in a minyan, 60, not 61. So Tosfos, what's the chiddush? Everything's b'shishim. What's the chiddush about? He says, no, it's a chiddush because eggs really have no taste, but a beitzes afroyach has a taste. So he's telling me a chiddush that a beitzes afroyach needs shishim, even though a beitzes tomato doesn't need anything. So the Achayim ask, what does Tosfos want? It's a very big chiddush. Beitza b'shishim is a big chiddush. It's not like a Shulam Levi who thinks that maybe it's b'samach al. So I said at the time that maybe it's that must be that he holds like the Tosfos can't. That must be the Tosfos holds that it's really not a that it's not a machlekes. Tosfos told me eggs and potatoes. Tosfos Rav Nachman said shishim not chaylik of Shulam Levi. Shulam Levi said you need 61. That's eggs and eggs. Rav Nachman said, "Beitzah b'shishim, that's eggs and potatoes." Tosfos, eggs and potatoes. What's the chiddush? Obviously, it's b'shishim. Everything's b'shishim. Tosfos said, "No, because the beitzah has no tam, but it's only beitzah sefayach." And like Tosfos says, but now we're saying that Tosfos can't be like the Ramban. Because if Tosfos is like the Ramban, it's especially only by eggs and eggs. Eggs and potatoes is b'shishim. Then where do you see machlekes of Shulam Levi and Bar Kappara? The kitzur from the two. From the two pshatim that we've been talking about, the Ramban and the Rambam, Tosfos by us is mashma, not like the Ramban. Because again, we feel the Ramban, eggs also are b'shishim. Eggs and eggs have a special rounding up thing, but eggs b'etzem are b'shishim. So where do you see machlokes b'shem levi and Bar Kappara? Kol yisum shem tara b'shishim, including eggs for that matter. So apparently, Tosfos is not like the Ramban. So we'll say, oh, maybe Tosfos like the Rambam. It's a burial. Eggs are special. Even eggs and potatoes, it's a burial. But Rav Nachman before said it's b'shishim. Tosfos, what's the chiddush? What do you mean, what's the chiddush? It's a very big chiddush. It's not like a b'shul malevi. That even a burial is only b'shishim. And he's chaylik in a b'shul malevi. Tosfos didn't say that. Vayis Tosfos said he doesn't hold like the Rambam. Vayis Tosfos said he doesn't hold like the Rambam either. So which way does he hold? So I think Advarim Noitim that Tosfos must hold like the other Mahalach and the Ramban that there's no chiluk in eggs and anything else. And when Rabbi Shulam Levi said that eggs are b'shishim ve'echod, and the tzad that it means 61 plus 1, then it's not only eggs; it's true about everything. Everything's b'shishim ve'echod. And that's talking not like Reb Nachman. So then all the Tosfos are very good. Tosfos before is saying Reb Nachman said that Beitzah of the Shishim. Well, if Beitzah is B'Shishim, then all Yisurim are B'Shishim. It's a package deal. There's no Chilud Beitzah in anything else. If you, Reb Nachman, hold that Beitzah B'Shishim, that means you hold Kol Yisurim Shabbatara B'Shishim. So why do you single out eggs? He says, yeah, eggs are a chiddush because they don't really have any taste, but Beitzah Sefayach has a taste. Tosfos is also very geshmak, and even better now. That's why Tosfos holds Reb Shmuel Levi must be Chalak HaBak Kapara. Because if Reb Shmuel Levi says that eggs are B'Shishim Be'echod and it means Shishim Be'echod plus one, that means not only by eggs, it's by Kol Yisurim Shabbatara. That's Beferish against Bakaparo, who said Kol Hashem Shibtar Abashishim. It's even better now where Tosfos saw it's not. Before we said, because Kol Hashem Shibtar includes eggs too. So Bakaparo said Kol Hashem Shibtar, he meant eggs also. Now it's even better. When Rabbi Shulman Levi said that eggs are Bashishim Echad, he meant eggs and everything else too. And that's certainly against Bakaparo, who said Kol Hashem Shibtar are Bashishim, not Bashishim Echad. So that's the Tosfos. That's Bak Kapara, and this is Reb Shmuel Levi himself. Reb Shmuel Levi, the Gemara thinks, the Gemara is not sure what's pshat in Reb Shmuel Levi. And why are we not sure? Because we have this diak in the language of Reb Shmuel Levi that's maybe mashmir, he's coming to be machmir. I'm more than Fashishim. He's machmir Fashishim Echad. But we have a diak faket, so we said Reb Shmuel Levi himself was Mesapkolev.
Tosfos learns that
Shishim is about time. So must be Shulman
Levi holds that actually 61 is
Nesinas
time, not Shishim.
Yeah, Nechrami, that's could be. He holds Shishim is Nesin time, and he holds 61 is Nesin time. The price is when you have a Kfeil, it's Nesin time. When you don't have a Kfeil, what's the Shir? So Machlek is 60 or 61. Rakaparis is 60, and Shulman Levi is Mesapkale. Reb Nachman also says Shishim. Okay.
I can't even say that when Tosfos is asking the question, it's not because that they necessarily need to agree or argue. Tosfos could say that they're fine that.